The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111911.
Jennifer Bravo in to tell us a little bit about what's going on in Paso Robles during October is wine month. Not just a wine weekend, but it really is a wine month, I believe, isn't it?
Paso Harvest Wine Month in Paso Robles Wine Country. The whole month of October, really excited. Moved it from just one weekend to kind of spread the love, and so many activities happening. It just made sense to celebrate the whole month of harvest.
All right, let's start off with, is there one place people can go to find all the information about all the events?
Absolutely, pasowine.com. You can see all the fun happenings there in the month of October. There's over 100 events, if you can believe that, happening.
Wow.
I know. And it's really cool. Wineries, we are spreading it out throughout the month now. So weekends are busy, tons of activities and, winemaker dinners and vertical library tastings, barbecues, grape stomps happening weekends, but also during the week. There's tons of things going on during the week, so you don't have to wait for a weekend or kind of, you know, the crowds are a little bit thinner there during the week, so always something going on month of October.
Technically, this is just after harvest, correct?
You know, harvest is still happening in wine country. It's definitely winding down. But, you know, as there's still lots of activity happening in, obviously, in the wine cellars themselves.
Right.
But people are still bringing in fruit. Yeah, they're still bringing in grapes right now. So because, it kind of lingers through October.
It seems like you want to have the party after all the hard work's done.
Exactly.
You know, and now we're going to celebrate just a little bit. You want to highlight some of the festivities that you want to recommend?
Yeah, you know what? Pasowine.com, again, is the best place to go. And the cool thing about the website is you can search by day, by activity itself, by, pet-friendly, family-friendly, what's going on up there. But definitely lots of winemaker dinners, the winemaker dinner series. I know Epic Estate has a really cool dinner series. Every Friday night they're doing a winemaker dinner.
Oh, wow.
There's live music happening every weekend at Castoro. There's lots of vineyard tours. Tablas Creek is doing some really cool harvest vineyard tours the whole month as well. Library tastings, barbecues. There's grape stomps happening.
In fact, pig
roast out at Cass. Yeah, there's so much.
Yeah, the Cass Winery grape stomp and all you can eat tacos caught my eye right
yes.
away. Yes. Anytime you use words all you can eat in front of a celebration.
Exactly. How can you go wrong with all you can eat tacos and wine? Of course, you know, Opolo. We all know Opolo has their really big fun harvest parties happening too. So, yeah, everyone's got something a little bit different going on the whole month of October.
So this is one we're not really celebrating a specific type of wine. I know we have our Zinfests and all the different. This is we're celebrating all wine companies, all wine workers,
all the things wine.
And see, I like
and
that.
It's the time that we don't do a standalone event. So there's no marquee, say, big wine fest or wine tasting.
Right.
All the 200 plus wineries have their own individual events happening. So it's a little bit different, but a great time of year to head up to Paso Robles. The weather is beautiful.
Yep.
Celebrate, you know, another hard year's work, a new vintage coming. So it's pretty exciting time.
So is this and I know the answer already, and this is a question I ask you every single time. Is this a good time for newbies who are thinking, boy, you know, I sit back and I watch this, all the wine stuff going on. I've always wanted to be a part of it. Is this a good time for somebody to start off?
It's a great time. You know what? It's always a good time in Paso Robles to discover and learn about wine. But for sure, this is a really good opportunity with all these, you know, extra or auxiliary events happening. And what's really cool, as, you know, it is harvest time right now, you will find in most tasting rooms too, they have clusters of grapes just kind of on the counter for you to like taste and experience, and you can see the process and learn, you know, what is harvest? What does that exactly mean? You know, not only are they just, you know, picking the clusters of grapes from the vines, but what does that look like in the wine cellar? You know, how are they processing it? What's the next step? So it's a really great opportunity, to your point, to kind of learn more about not just the wine itself, but the process and what goes into the bottle. How does it get from vine to bottle?
Well, and one of the things I always like to point out is that wine folks are very welcoming. It is, you don't have to feel like, okay, do I need to find out about all this? Do I need? No, just go and ask questions.
Just go and ask questions. Everyone in Paso Robles, so great and so friendly. And on all wineries, that's on every different style from smaller to large winery. Mm-hmm. There are, you know, people working up in Paso, we're excited to share and teach and, you know, just, you know, help people discover, you know, the wine itself and the process. It's a great time.
So October again is wine month.
Harvest Wine Month. Harvest we're crushing wine it month. Up in Paso Robles. That's kind of our slogan like new that. This year, crushing it in Paso. It is, you know, crush is another word or slang for harvest for this time of year.
So really the whole month long, it is the time not only to learn about wine if you already know about it, to go back and visit some of your favorites, maybe discover some new wines, because with that many different wineries here on the Central Coast or in Paso, it is you're never going to get to see them all.
There's endless possibilities. There's endless options up in wine country. And again, there's, you know, over 100 different specific events happening just for Harvest Wine Month. So our wineries really want to share what's happening in the cellar, in the vineyard, in the tasting room. It's a great opportunity. And like I said, lots of special events, tons of live music,
yep.
Fun barbecues. It's a great time of year to see those winemakers, meet them firsthand.
And lots of fun people out there. In fact, I still remember last year I met a group that was making the rounds, and I still consider myself a newbie. Yeah. I've got my favorites,
right.
but I still consider myself learning about it. But there was a group of motocross riders.
Oh, fun.
And their whole slogan was the no stinking cheese and crackers.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
You know, and they were all about, you know, they're out riding dirt bikes, getting dirty and right. sweaty, and it's not the cold beer day. They want a cold, yeah. you know, they want a glass of wine, when all is said and done. And they were making the rounds, having a great time.
I love it.
It's a whole different picture in Paso, a whole different picture.
And you
wine.
Know what? Paso is so diverse in the type of wine that we make, but also the type of experiences that you're yep. going to get. So you really can get, you know, a sit down kind of elevated tasting, or you can hang out with the winemaker and sit there and barbecue with, you know, these motocross guys
right.
that you met. Yeah.
You've got all different levels of wine right. and how to enjoy it. And now is the perfect time to do it. So,
and it's beautiful weather. October is, you know, it finally starts to cool down a little bit.
Yep.
The colors are gorgeous. The trees and all the vines are turning. That's just those beautiful, you know, oranges and red, you know, golden autumn colors. It's just really a lovely time of year.
It is. And one more time, where do they need to go for more information?
Yeah, pasowine.com. You can search. We have a great little search feature there, and you can search by day, by event, by experience to really kind of help narrow down, because it can be overwhelming because there is so much happening. So definitely use the website as a tool and get out and explore wine country.
One more question. Are there ticketed events and then also things that you can just show up for?
You know, this day, most all wineries, you can still pop in, absolutely, but most things are going to be, you know, a reservation style. So that's a good way to, like I said, get on the website, see what you want to do, sign up for things in advance, because a lot of these dinners and things, they do sell out too.
Right.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you get all signed up. All right. Jennifer Bravo yes. is in from Wine Country
Thanks,
or Paso Wine Country. Thanks for coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, thank you. And happy harvest.
Happy harvest. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Cheers.
The 920 KBEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slow County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kbec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111-911.